Humanity has battled with evil throughout the ages, fought tirelessly to protect itself from being consumed by the monstrous horrors that plague the land. But as darkness grows, the flame of hope grows dim. Who shall rekindle the fire? Who shall save us?
Hello and welcome to I had vape in my mouth.
Well, hopefully a bunch of douchebags with dice will do the trick.
Of nerds gathered around their screens, drinking and dungeoneering in hopes to get some gold and girls. Join them for a crazy adventure. These are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays the Wild.
We are here to help.
Matt, who plays Minos.
Where's the beef?
Ben, who plays Elrond.
Greetings.
Stephanie, who plays Lux. And Lauren, who plays Ren. Whoa, that was different voice.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ren.
Hey, Ben, are you a Hildorf? Oh, damn, I fucked it up. Hey, Ben, are you a Hildorf? It doesn't matter because you're adorable anyways.
Aww.
Aww, what's up?
So last week, you guys got real fucking drunk.
So drunk.
Oh, so oh,
It was so much fun to listen to.
It was.
You got real drunk. The Wild took you halfway across the world. Ren had a bittersweet meeting with her dad, and then a fucking giant kraken attacked.
It was, I think, just a straight sweet meeting with her dad. It was adorable fun to listen to.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that far listening today.
I edited it today.
Ooh, what's tweet?
Anyway. So yeah, you guys see these tentacles rise out of the water. Havish McTavish just yelled, "To arms!" And we're going to go ahead and roll initiative right off the bat.
I'm not ready.
Well, the Kraken's already got lots of arms, so.
Oh, I got a 20.
Oh, shit.
I'm so proud of you.
I got a 22.
Nice.
I got an 8!
I got a 20 as well, not a 22.
I have one thing to say.
I got a 7.
Roll 20. Screw you guys.
I think you've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
That's not particularly.
Maybe if you're nice to them, they'll start being nice to you. Good begets good. All right.
Matt, look at it this way. Ren had advantage.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that.
So
maybe it's not so bad for me.
So anyway, it looks like Lux is first. Lux, I think you were off drinking and playing dice with some pirates, and you see these tentacles rise out of the water as the pirates spring from their seats to arms. So there's four tentacles coming out of the water. Four at the two at the tip spot, two at the aft. I don't the boat rear.
The boat side spot.
You could just say the left of the boat and the right of the boat, you know.
Yes, the right of the boat and the left of the boat. Port and starboard, I know that one.
Sure.
Which one's which?
Port is left if you're facing the front of the ship. Starboard is right.
You know more than I do.
I can't validate that at all.
I can. No red port wine left. That's the only thing that I know boat related. All right.
And
what are you doing?
Okay, so
what
are you doing, Lux? I'm going to hit it with an Eldritch Blast. And
which tentacle are you hitting?
Oh, I'm hitting the one. Hold on, let me ping it.
Back left. Okay.
Yep. Does a 22 hit?
It does.
10 force damage.
Okay.
And then don't I do something else?
You do that.
I did it three times, right?
Four times.
Okay. All right. A 28, a 28, and a
crit.
Yep. Nice.
All of those hit. So give me the total damage on that.
Shit, I need a fucking calculator, my dude. okay, wait a minute. So
you leave the calculations to me.
I know, right? So 33 plus that is 52 damage.
Nice.
Man, you're a machine gun.
That was nice.
Lux is a magical machine gun.
Yep.
I'm just going to say this really quick. There's 420 points hit points left. Nice. So.
But shit, right. 420 hit points left? Ugh.
All right. So, the Wild, your first foray into combat with the group. Nice hit, Lux.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I should smoke now.
You should.
Okay, so what I'm going to do real quick is there are the tentacles are right and reachable right from the side of the boat, right?
Yes.
All right, so the wild is going to start running towards one of those things. And as they are running towards it, they transform into a gigantic lion.
Nice.
And that lion is going to take a bite out of bite of one of those tentacles. So let me just open up the other character sheet.
You certainly have enough courage for it, Kyle.
I get to do one attack or two? Let's see.
What does the lion have? Because the lion has multi-attack, you get to do that.
I could just say it does, right? Here we go. Let's just bite this thing. Does an 18 hit?
It does.
Does 8 bite damage.
Okay.
If the lion moves at least 20 feet straight toward a creature, I did that. And then I do the other attack move. Oops. All right. Yep, that's it for now. I'm going to figure out how to play a lion real quick.
Okay. Now it's the Kraken's turn. So the one that Lux attacked is going to leash out at her with the tentacle.
Okay.
Can I just click tentacle? Yep, it did the first one. 27 hit.
Yeah.
18 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
The back tentacle is going to strike out at the back of the ship, and it's going to tentacle it as well. 30 to hit the ship, 23 bludgeoning damage as pieces of wood explode from the back of the ship. Let me do this. And a huge chunk of the back of the ship is taken out. Front left tentacle is going to strike out at the front of the ship. It's a 19 to hit. It's going to hit. That's 21 bludgeoning damage as it knocks off the tip of the ship.
Oh, no.
And that is its turn.
Not the boat tip spot.
The boat tip spot has just been removed. Okay, Ren.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, Ren's actually going to cast Fly on herself. And she's going to move over here. And does she see the eye of the Kraken again?
Yeah, she can look down below the water and see a gigantic eye that's about as wide as the entire ship, staring up.
How deep is that, like... It's in the water, like deep in the water.
Yes, it's in the water. You can kind of see it glimmering off of the moonlight through there in a big, wide open stare that stares deeply into your soul.
What are the odds that I could actually shoot an arrow at it?
You have like that force arrow, don't you?
Uh huh. That's what I was gonna use.
Yep.
Use the force.
We'll say that can penetrate through the water, almost separating it in twain.
Okay. Please don't fuck up, Lauren. That's a 24 to hit.
That's
a hit. Yeah, so it does 7 points of piercing damage and then 2d10 of force damage. So that's 16 extra points of damage.
So total of...
23,
thank you.
Okay.
I just kind of want to blind it for just a second.
Okay. All right. Elrond.
Okay. Elrond is going to... Oh, where does that go?
As Elrond's turn comes around, a great mist begins to envelop the area. Like a fog.
Ugh.
Cool.
And give me a perception check, Elrond.
Perception check. How's a 13?
Nothing. You notice that the moon is starting to be obscured and there's very little light.
Okay. That's not ominous at all. So Elrond is going to look at Lux, Ren, and the wild, and is going to use his psychic powers to of soothing presence.
I feel better.
Yeah, I was like, what is this?
Emotionally,
do?
I feel better. Thank you. Sorry.
It plays some chill music and lights a candle.
Right?
Lux and Ren's hangover's not as bad.
Yeah, it's more of he's reaching out his mind to kind of calm you guys down so you're not freaking out the fact that we're fighting a Kraken that's destroying the ship.
Thanks, buddy.
And you each get 21 temporary hit points.
What? Nice.
Sweet.
Nice.
Very nice.
Thanks, and buddy.
Then Elrond will conjure up a psychic hammer and smash the front left tentacle.
Okay.
It needs to make a strength save.
It's got a really high strength.
Yeah, I didn't think that through. I used it and I'm like, oh, it's a strength save.
Yep, that's a 32. Yeah.
Okay, well, that yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so after Elrond's turn, Ren, you see, as you turn around to look, you see Havish McTavish whip out a gigantic axe, and he's like, not today, monster! And he is going to, he runs up to the mast of the ship and like hooks it around running full speed and then goes lunging through the air at this tentacle and slams his axe into it. Give me 1 second. Havish McTavish is kind of a badass.
Clearly.
Yep.
Unless that fails spectacularly. And he just hurls himself off a boat.
It's a 26 Jesus. To hit.
A plus 15?
Yeah. And he does 45 damage, cleaving part of this tentacle off.
Wait, which one?
The front left one.
Okay.
You've never seen your father fight. This seems almost superhuman at this point. So, let's see here.
Can I ask 2 dumb questions?
Yes.
Okay, 1. It's not each tentacle that has hit points. It's the whole thing, right?
Yes, it's the whole thing. The whole monster as a whole.
Okay, so
you can hit any tentacle and it damages the monster, as well as the monster below the surface.
Okay, perfect. And then 2, what is its intelligence?
I don't know. You'd have to do a check to find out information about the monster somehow.
You're not just going to tell me?
No, that is literally the opposite of
D&D
rules.
Here, I'll feel stats too.
I know, just, you know, I'll tell you how smart I am if you tell me how smart you are.
Nice. This is not Final Fantasy.
I can tell you his intelligence is higher than telling you his intelligence.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
And I put little color squares on the each arm so we can accurately say which one we're hitting.
All right.
Hey,
Minos. I am going to, even though this sounds insane, I'm going to challenge this tentacle green. So I activate
I think you would have to challenge the whole beast.
Yeah, I'll challenge the whole beast.
Okay.
That brings my AC down to 16, and I'm going to use one of his Paragon powers, bring him down to a 14 AC, and use the wind attack that he has.
Okay.
And I'm going to use Inspiration this time, because every time I use my Paragon powers, they kind of crap out. Please hit. Does a 17 hit?
Again, you said it lowered his AC?
No.
It lowered his. Yeah.
Oh.
Every time I use a Paragon
17
pack,
does not hit.
It doesn't hit.
Doesn't hit. 1 shy, my dude.
I'm going to tell you how disappointed I am with Minnows right now, because every time I've used these Paragon paths, they have failed to hit.
Don't use them.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Is he technically... He's not flanking with the wild. Never mind.
No.
No.
Just kidding. Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
Well, that's my turn, because that takes all my attacks.
Lux.
I'm going to throw out my owlbear.
Okay.
And then I would like to cast Finger of Death.
Nice.
Okay, I need a Constitution saving throw.
Okay. He's less good. Oh, 15.
Awesome. So 28 necrotic damage.
Okay.
That sucks. Wait.
I feel like the math is wrong on that.
Plus 30.
Yeah.
You're missing 30.
Plus 30. I was like, it'd something is wrong here.
So it'd be 58.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense.
Wow. You are fucking destroying this monster.
Go NBD. Lux. Carry us. Carry us to victory.
Save us, Lux. You're our only hope.
That's the end of my turn.
Okay. Elrond.
What?
Oh, sorry. It would be the wild, but there is a... mid fight thing that happens, a legendary action. It's going to make a tentacle attack at the mast of the ship with the blue tentacle. And it's going to hit 30 to hit. What happens is it bashes the mast and knocks it into the ocean.
It's not good.
I think we needed that.
Okay. As this is now laying in the ocean, a splintered mess at the at the base of the
mast. I do have the power to grow at-will trees.
All right. The wild.
Actually, right now we're Lionel, but okay. So I'm also in the time it's been since my last turn, I realized that the lion is the wrong one. I did the wrong one. So I'm just gonna keep fighting, but kill the lion, Sean. All right. And so I'm just gonna attack again. Does a 21 hit?
Yes.
6 piercing damage.
Okay.
And the lion's just going to move around a little bit, but...
Okay.
That's it.
All right. It's the Kraken's turn. With its turn, it's going to smash 3 tentacles into the center of the ship, attempting to split the ship literally in half.
Oh.
Okay.
No.
So... something happens. As 3 tentacles come smashing down, time itself freezes. You guys all look around you as you are sure that this attack is going to smash the ship in half. But you guys are free to look around, and as you look around, you see the frozen look of horror on pirates' faces. You see these tentacles with a fiery rage ready to split the ship in half. And everybody give me a perception check.
I got an 18.
22.
I got 24.
23.
Ren, you're looking at Havish McTavish as everybody else notices that off in the mist, there appears to be a faint glowing light slowly making its way towards the ship.
Like Glenda the Good Witch type of glowing light? Like, what are we looking at here?
It appears that, like, there's probably a lantern or something making its way across the water. Still a little bit too far to make out, but it's coming very slowly.
And time has stood still.
Stopped, yes. But this little light is getting closer and closer.
Are we able to communicate with each other?
Yeah, you guys can move freely.
Wait, hold on.
No, the Kraken is frozen. Everything is frozen in time.
Kill it! Kill it quickly!
Yeah, can I actually attack the Kraken?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
We can all do it at the same time?
Yep, you guys can just willy-nilly do what you need to do really quick.
All right. Well, then I'm just going to keep biting it.
Okay, you bite at it. Yeah, you just start biting at it, and all attempts to bite this, it's like hard and stuck in place. Nothing you're doing is causing any damage whatsoever. This is getting a lot closer, and now you begin to make out the form of what appears to be a lantern hanging at the boat tip spot of a little dinghy with something inside of it.
I'm gonna cautiously fly to it.
Okay. It's like just about at the ship right now, and as you kind of fly down to look at it, it makes a little thunk as it like hits the side of the ship. It's a little dinghy, and it appears to have a small sandcastle in it, sitting in a puddle of water.
Guys?
What is going on?
Rawr.
There's a sand in a puddle of water? I'm not sure.
Ren, what do you mean a sand castle?
Yeah.
No, come here. Look at it.
Okay, and I go over.
Yeah, as you look over the ship, it sure as shit, there is a sand castle in a boat that just bumped up gently against the side of the cutter.
And there's no one else?
Nope, there's no one in the boat.
Poke.
We jump into the boat.
No, we do not jump.
I do it.
You do? You jump into the boat. So the lion goes jumping off the side of the ship, and the moment it makes contact with this boat, like in the sandcastle in the boat, you see the wild disappear.
Wild?
I don't think he should have done that, for one.
Well, oh, coming maybe... from Mr. Rash Decisions.
Well, he... point...
go ahead. Name one.
Well, are you really going to go down this path with me, Minos?
I'm so glad I'm not here to correct this, but okay, sorry.
I guess we go after the wild.
Yeah, the wild must have known something about this. Maybe it's a fey thing.
Yeah, I just want to point out something. That wasn't me this time. That was not me this time. I didn't touch it.
Sorry. No. There's something that I can like. I can look at the type of magic. I thought
you can do detect magic.
Detect magic.
It's not that. It's something.
Did anybody else touch it? Has anybody else touched
it yet?
Hovering above it, but.
And I assume the rest of us are looking over the railing.
Yep.
Or smashed railing.
Yeah. Not quite smashed yet in the middle.
I'm gonna slowly land in the boat.
Ren, okay. What are you doing?
As you go down to the boat and you make contact with the sandcastle, you guys see Ren disappear.
As soon as I see that, I jump.
Okay. Yeah, same thing happens with Minos, Lux, and...
Elrond follows.
Elrond as well. Is Ren's... Oh, no. Is everybody in?
Yeah.
All right. Everything goes black. Okay?
We're dead.
I need all of you to make me...
Don't say level something dwarf characters.
No.
I killed him.
I was going to say will save.
That's not a thing anymore.
I wisdom. Know. Let's do
wisdom?
Let's do
wisdom or con?
Do a con save. Everybody do a con save.
I got 20. Highest
one wins.
Are you kidding me?
18.
17.
Okay. Ren, everything is black, right? And then all of a sudden, you begin to feel warmth on your face. You also feel like something is tied across your face and all of your body in multiple different places, as though you're being held down by tiny little ropes.
Oh, I don't like that.
Do you open your eyes?
Yes.
Okay. You open your eyes, and you are on a beach, a nice, warm beach. You can hear the waves crashing against the shore, and it's a little different, though. Instead of a blue sky, it's a bright pink sky. And as you look around, there appear to be tiny little wooden people about 3 inches tall all over the place. They're not moving. They're just frozen in place. You see things like where a rope is tying you to the beach. You see like one that's holding a mallet and a stake that would be hammering it into the ground, but he's just like standing there stuck in the sand with a stupid smile on his face. And they're all just in all manner. There's a bunch of them. There's hundreds of them scattered across the beach. You also see your companions, and you see a small one right in front of you holding a note up to your eyes, not moving. It's a very tiny little note.
Okay. I'm first going to remove myself from my restraints because I don't like this.
Okay. So make me a strength save.
And I get advantage because something I have. Oh, say it's 11 all the
anything,
way across.
Anything greater than a 1 is sufficient because okay. These little ropes that you're tied down with are pretty insignificant. I mean, it's like thread holding you down.
And then okay. I'm going to snatch up the note and try to read it.
When you grab the note, everybody else begins to regain consciousness. All of you are seeing this. And the note resizes in your hand to a grand piece of parchment that then rolls its way down the beach. And you're looking at the top of it. And you read this right here. And since you, Drew, you get to read it aloud for the group and for the listeners. I'm going to post it in Discord if there's enough. Boy.
I'm going to eat snacks while you read this. So.
Okay. Before I start reading this out loud, I'm going to go cut everyone up and make sure, like, not cut them cut them free.
I'm going to murder everyone on the beach.
What? You're not a lion anymore. You're not a lion anymore, by the way.
That's okay. That's okay. I was mostly just making fun of what Lauren said.
Give me a perception check, the wild.
Oh, okay.
Real quick before she reads this.
28.
Okay, you look down at your chest, and there's like a divot in your chest, and there appear to be little frozen-in-place wooden men that look like puppets holding hammers and like chisels, as though they were chiseling away at you. You're gonna take 2 damage.
And can I flick them away?
Yes.
Just like,
dunk, dunk, dunk.
Like brushing them off, you know?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay, so,
it's not the
Lauren,
first time.
Go for it.
Okay. It says, greetings and salutations, intrepid adventurers from the mortal realm, and most fortuitous greetings to you as well. It is fortuitous because I couldn't help but notice across time and space that you are having, let's say, just a bad go of it. So bad, in fact, that I would like to congratulate you on being the least lucky mortals in the last 100 years. When you read this sentence, confetti falls out of nowhere as an unseen band begins to play, a banner above you unfurls, reading, congratulations on your crappy mortal life. Ren's going to look up for a second.
I do not like this person already.
It keeps going. It says, I figured such a prestigious title deserves a reward. A sorry about your bad luck, it sucks you will die someday life participation trophy. If you will. If you will, a very large ornate trophy that with that exact inscription materializes on the sand in front of you, crushing a small wooden statue. I'm going to look down.
Okay, yeah, it's just a huge trophy in front of you that says, sorry about your bad luck, it sucks, you will die someday, life participation trophy.
There's more. I, in my eternal benevolence, am giving you an all-expenses-paid trip to the plane of mischief. When you read this sentence, an unseen applause breaks out. But wait, there's more. If you can make it to my castle, not only will we enjoy a celebratory 387 course meal, the finest handshakes known to exist in all the planes, and the gift of my company, I will also be granting you my aid in your quest. Please sign on the line below to acknowledge that you agree to the term and conditions listed at the bottom of the page, and we're off to the races. Looking forward to meeting you in person. Signed, Grifto McBeg, mischievous maker of merriment and Maleficence, right?
Malfeasance.
Oh, my bad. King of the Plane of Mischief. The terms and conditions. Okay.
The terms and conditions are written in a language that you can't understand, Ren. You can't read it. Did you read that aloud for the group, or did you read that to yourself?
I read everything above out loud, but the terms and conditions are written in a language. I didn't read that one. I was kind of holding it to the side, kind of cocking my head, looking at it.
Yeah, the things in italics were like it's like a very large ornate trophy that exact description imperializes in front of you on the sand. That was like a description. But yeah.
No,
I
got it.
Yeah,
I'm cool. On bad. Yeah. It was there, so I read it.
So yeah, you read this note, and the moment you read this note, all of a sudden, as you look above the note, these little wooden figures are no longer wooden figures. They're little humanoid people that are about 3 inches tall roaming around the beach, and you hear them just start screaming like, oh, oh, my God. And then as you look down at your feet, two of them are running up to the trophy, and they're like, oh, my God, Jim, you had one day until retirement. Someone tell his wife and kids. And all of them are like looking up at you. Some of them have like little wooden spears. They're all decently dressed. It looks like a small society.
I'm going to pick the trophy off of Jim.
He's shattered. He's a wooden figure shattered into a million
pieces.
Oops. Aww.
Poor guy.
What are we doing?
Can you
fix that?
Is this place, Sean, a place that I understand?
No.
Is this nowhere near? I would know if I was on the Feywild plane, and I would know if I was on the Material plane. Am I either?
You're in
those?
Neither of those places.
Okay, perfect. We are outside of our existence. We think we must follow the note.
Our quill materializes in your hand.
Okay.
You're not seriously thinking of signing that, are you?
Well, I don't know. We haven't had a time for discussion.
Has anybody heard of the Plane of Mischief? I've never heard of it.
It sounds like magic, and I don't pay attention to magic.
Same.
We've noticed.
ha 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 ha. Don't make me sit on you.
He stopped the Kraken from attacking the boat and froze that.
We think he has only delayed that.
Yeah. But if we don't agree, he could not help us, and the Kraken will destroy the pirates and the boat and our chance to get to the island.
A few of them look up at you the while, and they're like, oh my god, it's not a log! It's not a log! Run away!
We mean you no harm, small wooden ones.
What about Jin? Jin's dead!
That was an accident.
We have.
And
no,
then one of them's like, why am I all the way over here? I was on top of you a few seconds ago!
We did not appreciate the carving you were doing in our body.
We were trying to make a boat!
You can make a whole armada with the wild.
The quill, Ren, you feel the quill in your hand, like, urging you to sign the paper. Make me a wisdom save.
11.
Yes, you feel compelled to sign this note.
Ren, what are you doing?
I can't help it!
Like, almost a will of its own, it says, you sign it, and it says, stupid mortal Ren.
That sounds accurate. I'm gonna hold up the quill. Well, anyone else wanna join me in stupidity?
I bet up with my hands
turns
up.
The quill shifts and forms and turns into a weird little bird and flies away, and the parchment rips itself into pieces and falls onto the beach.
Oh no.
Oh no. What did I do? God damn, I didn't even get in the boat first this time, guys.
That was the wild's fault.
If it's a contract, it ripped itself up, so it's
null and void.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not the case.
We do not think so either. We think we are bound.
One of the more bold little figures walks up to Ren, and he's like,
you signed the contract you agreed to. We were supposed to help you okay. get you across the sea.
I'm gonna gently lean down and hold out my palm so he or she can step in it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little man, and he climbs on with a little bit of struggle, and he's on your hand.
Okay, and I'm gonna stand back up and kind of look at him, so we can look at each other eye to eye.
Yep.
Don't sneeze.
And I'm very.
And they're like, oh, all the other ones like, oh my god, they got Terry! And they go running away down the beach to a small little village that you can see.
That's funny.
Terry, that's your name?
Yeah, I'm Terry.
Hi,
Terry. Don't hurt me.
I won't hurt you.
Grifto said if you signed that, you would agree to not hurt us or do anything wrong in our society.
What do you do in your society?
We live. You seem like a decent person, at least I hope.
Well, I think I'm a decent person, maybe. I'm not here to hurt you.
How do you crack eggs?
Carefully?
Good answer. Some people do it without disregard, with not caring, and it's a pretty huge point of contention in our society.
Well, if you don't crack it carefully, you're going to get eggshells in your scrambled eggs in the morning.
I agree.
Whatever. Anyway, sorry, Terry, we got sidetracked.
Not an issue at all.
It's my favorite. How are you supposed to? Who's the runner of the Grifto? Who's Grifto?
Grifto, he's the king here.
Uh huh. And where is his castle?
It's across the sea.
Across the sea. Okay.
Yeah, it's right over there.
And if you look out across the horizon, you can see off in the distance, like really far distance, a massive sandcastle touching the sky almost.
And we're just supposed to take a boat and get over there?
Well, the log that is now a person was, we thought he was a log and we were going to carve him into a boat and just kind of tie you up and load you into it and send you on your way. Because we didn't want to deal with you, really. Because you're big and scary.
It's okay, I wouldn't want to deal with us either. Okay, so that's obviously not going to be an option. What's on this island, Sean, as I look around?
It just appears to be an island, but all of the landscape features appear very small. As you guys are standing up, you can see from end to end of the island almost. There appears to be a large mountainy area, but you are like just about as tall as it. You guys are huge. And you can kind of see a small little village down the beach from you where they just shut the gate. Everybody got inside and they appear to be at arms.
Oh, I'm going to just ignore that. Okay.
We could fly.
We could fly, and Elrond can breathe underwater.
It's pretty far away. Things get a lot further, is a lot bigger as you get further from here.
Oh, so like
Wait, so like we shrink as we get closer to the castle?
No, you stay the same size. Everything else gets bigger.
Oh, that could be a problem.
Oh.
How far away is this castle?
You can see it off of the distance. It appears clear as day. Oh, sorry. Oh, no, you're asking in-game?
Yeah, unfortunately, now that Lux's voice is my voice, it makes it difficult.
Well, it starts out as only a few nautical miles and then turns into probably a couple hundred nautical miles as you get closer to the shore.
And you expected us to get there on a boat?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you. Grifto just said get them across, to help them get across the sea as best you can. And we came up with the plan. I'm sorry it was stupid, but we're doing our best here. No, you got to give us the benefit of the doubt.
You tried, and that's all that matters.
This Grifto sounds like a jerk.
Don't say that. He'll come for you.
Hey,
perfect.
That's
then he'll take us there.
No, he won't. He'll find some sort of creative way to be mean to you. He does it to all of us. Why do you think we're so small?
Wait, you're not naturally that?
Not very funny when one of the big crabs comes from the ocean to the beach.
Oh.
I'm going to look at Minos like, damn it, Minos.
What? What did I do?
Ha ha, this is all fun and games to you. My people suffer every day.
I just simply mentioned how much of a jerk this guy sounds.
John.
Don't say that. Do you want to hurt us more, big cow guy? Life is an endless cycle of pain.
What did you just call me?
A big cow thing.
No, I'm covering.
Sorry, I didn't mean any harm, but at this point, I don't even know anymore.
No, we're not gonna hurt you. We're not gonna hurt you. We're not gonna hurt him.
I'm not a cow.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Terry. Hey.
Yeah.
Words hurt, you know.
words do hurt. So let's stop being nasty with each other.
I agree.
Yeah.
You seem nice.
Thank you. Is there anything else that you could possibly think of to help us get over the island?
I'm not really sure. Maybe if we put our brains together, we can come up with an idea.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, so the trees here,
any motions out of the trees,
are too small to make a boat that'll fit you.
Is there anything we could use for like a raft?
I don't know. You could have a look around the island, but I'm not entirely sure.
How many trees are there? Are there enough trees to make a raft?
Yes, but then we would be completely deforested and we would have no sustainable life after that.
That could be a problem.
That's probably a big problem. The wild?
Yes.
Could you turn into something that could carry us across the sea?
No.
That's unfortunate.
What about that thing you did when we first met, like transport us from one tree to another?
You are not familiar with any of the trees in this place, wild.
Well, that wouldn't actually matter, but they'd have to be in the same plane. Like, that doesn't work interplanar. We are not in the material plane.
So you can only use that ability in the material plane?
No, but it can only be used on the same plane that you are in.
Oh, so you were thinking of taking you guys out of this plane.
Well, where are we going to go on this plane?
To Grifto's castle. That's where he said to go.
Okay, but I mean, I've still never been to Grifto's castle.
Yeah.
That, you know, it implies that to do the tree thing, I have to have been to that tree before. And so I've never been on this plane, and so therefore I've never been to any of these trees, so it's useless. How far away is it?
Well, it starts off as only a few nautical miles, and then it goes to a few hundred nautical miles as you get further along. I think I already said that.
We were changing a diaper.
Lux, do you have any more boats? You had that boat that one time.
No, I only got one. Sorry, Elrond. I mean, I have a riding horse.
Wait, Wait, actually, let me double check my spells. I think I actually...
Hint, there's something I planned to specifically for the wild to figure out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I mean, I have that, which I guess I could just do right now. But that's too short of a distance for fly, right?
No, yeah, fly would not make it. I was thinking of something else that you have the ability to do.
Yeah, I guess I have this thing. Wait, it's not on my character sheet, though. Hold on, it's supposed to be.
You ruined our boat plan. Now we're screwed and we can't help you, and Grifto's going to be very mad.
I really don't have a thing that turns into a boat, so I don't know if that's what you were thinking.
No, I know. No, that's not what I was thinking.
We aren't sure what the gods wanted us to do, but we can do this.
There are no gods, only men in a cruel, painful existence that you must live through until you die.
God, we can, man, that's dark.
We can cast this on 10 willing creatures, and I think we're going to leave you behind. Our branches reach out and touch the party members, and I cast Windwalk.
Oh, that's a good one. How long does Windwalk last?
8 hours.
Nice.
And we have a flying... We now have a flying speed of 300 feet.
Nice.
Oh, that's
for 8 hours.
Not what I was thinking. Not what I was thinking. I was thinking because you said you had the ability to grow trees.
Yeah, I know. But then we have to wait for little tiny people to build a boat out of it.
No, you would just take a tree and, you know, grow a bunch of them and then cut them down and turn them into a raft. You
that
guys.
Takes so much work and time.
Yeah, okay, I like this Windwalk thing. Works. Okay.
And God, he's like, even in fantasy, we're lazy.
I can technically bring up to 10 willing creatures, so we
and
can bring...
Terry says, is it dangerous? Is there a possibility that we'll die?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a plan to me.
I'll just hold on. I'll promise I'll keep you safe, okay?
No, don't promise that. Life is pain.
Okay. We're gonna fix your attitude. Let's go.
I think he needs some beer from... Wrath's stock. I'm pretty sure there's some left in the beard.
At the mention of Wrath, Rin's just very sullen.
Don't worry, she'll come back.
Okay, so are you guys windwalking?
Yeah.
Whee!
You see this little village at arms looking at you as you guys begin to walk across the sea. Okay? Now, do you walk across the sea, or is it like a fly thing?
We become gaseous. Forms.
Okay, so you're unperturbed by difficult terrain and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys begin walking.
The only actions we can do in this form are dash. That's basically
it. No, that's
it.
Fine.
It's no.
Yep, you're yeah. going full speed across this, and it's weird because the waves are very small at first. Like, you guys are much, much larger than them. And after about, an hour's travel, the waves are about normal wave size to you guys as you're looking at this thing as you're passing over it gaseous. And then you get further, and each wave is almost like a tidal wave. And then you get further, and each wave is a tidal wave. Until eventually you see land off in the distance.
So my question is, are we just going to go until this thing runs out and just go straight up to the castle?
It's been about 5 hours at this point that you guys have been traveling.
Where else would we go?
I don't know. I just want to make sure.
This castle is starting to get large and imposing. And as you get closer to the shore, the grass, what appears to be grass, is almost 2 stories tall, a blade.
This place is big.
We have seen bigger.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
And you guys get to the beach at about the 6 hour point.
How far away is the castle, Sean? Like, I mean, how
appears a pretty great, pretty grand distance.
Well, then can't we travel the rest of the 2 hours with Windwalk?
Yeah, you can travel inland about 2 hours. So, yeah, you guys are going. Are you going above these blades of grass or below them? Or
I figured we'd go above, but as it gets closer to the last like little bit of time, we descend into.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So as you get further across the land, you notice that there is a village, a very large, imposing village. But what it would look like is probably like the size of Haven when the adventure first started. Not huge, but to you, insane. You guys are about the size of those little people to these creatures that you see milling about this village. They appear to be giant humanoids with grand beards.
We should avoid contact with the large ones.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
So you guys
especially
are
especially the bottoms of their feet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys are on the outskirts of this village. You could try and go around it. You guys are about the size of mice. You could try and go unseen if you would like.
Too soon. No, I'm just kidding.
I would like to go unseen.
Yeah.
I these things.
Okay. So you begin making your way around this village. And all of a sudden, as though someone flicked a switch, it's nighttime. The pink bright sky has changed to a dark inky black, with a moon centered directly in the center of the sky, directly above you.
So do we need to camp?
Would we be able to like roll something to discern that this is obviously not natural, or just we know that?
You know this is not natural. The rules of the material immortal plane don't apply here. Something's different, but it's not outside of what you would expect from the shit that you've seen.
Yeah.
Well, if it's nighttime, we've been traveling for a while. Perhaps we should rest for a bit.
We think that's what they want us to do.
So, Wild, do you think we continue on?
We do not know if they are malevolent or benevolent yet. We do not know if we should listen to their guidance or avoid it. But we think they're doing this intentionally.
Well, maybe we just keep going.
Yeah.
We can agree.
Let's keep going then.
Okay. You guys keep walking, and you're making your way through these blades of grass. Give me perception checks.
I'm good at those, or we're good at those. 29.
12.
Ooh, I crit.
19.
21.
You guys see through the blades of grass what appear to be a farmhouse as you're making your way past this. You've made your way, you've circled around the city. It took you the better part of 4 hours to circle around the city. And you're walking out and you see a farmhouse off in the distance.
Do we see anything else discerning about it? Like creatures or movement?
No, there appears to be a light on out front.
Okay, but like no movement or anything?
And from the farmhouse, you hear a voice say, "Oh, what's this person's name?
Come home, Broben Dagnag. It's bedtime."
And
Goobin Dagnag, would you say?
Yeah. Brobe Dingnag.
Brodingnag.
Brobe Dingnag. And directly above you in a tree, you hear, "One second, Mom." As you see a gigantic child with a glass cup lowering
no.
it around
oh,
you.
No! Scatter!
Hide! Hide!
Everybody make me dex checks. Dex saves.
Oh, man.
I'm going to turn into a pancake. I know it.
15.
20.
Damn it.
3.
8.
Wild, Minos, and Eleron are now in this cup.
Ren
and Lux are able to make their way out.
I cut the glass.
15 to hit.
Yes.
7 slashing damage. You hit it with a ting. You guys inside the glass are deafened.
Oh, good.
As a massive vibration makes its way, almost like you're in the inside of a bell, and you hear a muffled voice from the outside say,
"You're my new friends.
About how
You're
much
coming home with me?
About how and, much taller than us is the cup?"
So
I'm just trying to think of like scale wise.
Probably about 4 stories, 3 stories.
So pretty darn big.
Yep.
You say bigger than 60 feet total?
No, we'll say it's 60 feet tall.
Can't be like 55 feet tall.
Sure, it's 55 feet tall.
All right, so then can I grow a 60-foot tree inside the cup to try and crack it effectively?
Sure.
So
sure.
I use one action and I can plant at the end of my staff, or really just arm, and all of a sudden a tree starts to grow that is 60 feet tall and 5 feet wide.
Okay. She's going to make a strength check to hold this cup down on you. 39, I think, is going to be to hold the cup around you as the tree kind of pushes into the ground.
Really?
As it grows sturdy, that last little 5 feet.
It's a really sturdy tree.
What are you guys doing, Ren and Lux?
I'm going to be panicking like, oh my god, we have to go after them. We have to go follow them.
She says, you could
hang out with them. You could play with my dollies.
And she reaches down to grab at Lux.
Oh, no.
Make me a dex save.
Oh, shit. 11.
She grabs you by the collar and pulls you up to look her in the eye. It appears to be a little girl, just a giant one.
Like human?
Yes, like human. And she says,
what's your name? I'm Annie.
As she's holding the cup with one hand and looking at you.
Hi, Annie. I'm Lux.
Hi, Lux. Do you want to come meet my bear Tibbers?
I need to talk to my friend. Can you put me back with my friend?
Don't run away. I want to be friends. I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay, just let me go talk to my friend real
okay.
quick.
Hey, pinky promise.
And she sets you down.
Okay. I'm going to look at Ren.
As she then slides her hand under the glass cup. It's holding the tree and everything right now, and she very carefully upturns it. So you guys slide down the glass into the branches of this tree.
Let me out!
Hey, Sean?
Yeah?
Did, what's his name come with us?
Yeah, the little
Terry.
Guy?
Terry! He's with me!
Terry, do you have him?
I do!
He is paralyzed with fear and acceptance.
Terry, we're gonna get out of this, okay? Don't worry.
No, just leave me here.
just leave me here.
God, this guy is suicidal.
My death will be painless.
No, you're not dying. Hang on, let me talk to Lux.
What do we do?
Ren, I think we have to go with her.
No.
But the boys, we and the tree. We can't let them go by themselves.
No, we
and
can't.
I pinky promised. Do you have any idea how serious
you did
that is?
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise is sacred.
Wait a minute, why can she hear me?
She's looking down at you, holding this cup. She's like kneeling. And what it sounds like to that, it's what it sounds like to her is,
we made a pinky promise. Ren, I think we have to go. I don't want to, but I think we have to.
Okay.
All right, Emily, right?
Annie.
I don't know. Insert little girl name here. Yes, like we want to go with you.
Okay.
Oh wait. Okay. I brought in my backpack. I have my little toy house.
And she pulls it out, and it looks like a little toy. It's like a little toy house, but it's like a regular size house to you guys, and it's got a little handle on top. And she's like,
go in there. I'll take you in safely. That way my parents won't know that I'm bringing little critters into the house.
If they saw us little critters, what would they do? Just out of curiosity.
They wouldn't like it very much. Sometimes they put them outside. Sometimes they get the swatter.
Oh, that's...
But don't worry, it's secret. I know how to get you into the house. Just go in the house and I'll put you in my backpack.
Ren's gonna get in the house.
We don't really have an option. Do you have a better plan?
Well, I did until you came back and talked to me, but it's okay. Thanks, Lux.
Text me or something, Lauren.
It happened so fast, I didn't have time.
At which point she takes the glass and she's like,
okay, I'm just going to put you up to the door.
And she kind of tilts the glass on its side up against the door so that you guys can go from the glass into the house.
Now everybody, no.
We go into the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Lux is the only one still outside right now.
Oh no, I would go in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys,
I'm sorry.
Get into the house. She's like, and she peers through the window with this gigantic eye. She's like, "Okay, be quiet so we don't get caught." And she takes the house and puts it into her backpack and zips it up, and it's just darkness. You guys are sitting in a house in complete darkness.
Are we
in the
being
backpack.
Shaken around a lot? Or
yeah, you guys are shaking quite a bit. But everything in this house appears to be immovable. There's like table and chairs, but they appear fixed to the ground as though this is a child's toy.
I'm not happy.
We sit in one of the chairs.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you hear a loud creak as the door opens. She's like, "Hi, Mom. Okay, I'm just going to go upstairs." And she's like, "Okay, it's your bedtime anyway. Good night. Night, Mom. Love you." And that's, you guys hear that as you then feel yourself rattled up some stairs. And then all of a sudden you get set into a place where you're not moving anymore. And the backpack zips and it almost is like daylight enters the house as the thing is then picked up and set on her dresser. And she looks in and she's like, "Okay, you guys have to be quiet, but we can play a little bit before I have to go to bed." And all of a sudden you hear a thud and a massive teddy bear is set down next to you. She's like, "This is Tibbers."
"Hello, Tibbers."
And hello. She makes a voice that's like, you hear a voice that's like, "Hello, Mr. Tree," as she's making this little voice with the bear.
"We are the Wild."
Now, we're not going to get caught on fire, are we?
"Hello, the Wild. Do you like tea parties?"
"We have not been to a tea party."
"Oh, then you will like it very much."
As she proceeds to like play with the kids.
"We think that is presumptuous."
So we can go through this. She basically makes you her playthings for a little bit. Never mean to you. And always very careful of you guys. Like, she doesn't want to hurt you. But then you hear outside the door say, you hear a knock at the door. After about a half an hour of this, one of you is probably dressed up in tea party clothes, things like that.
It's Elrond.
Elrond in tea party clothes.
Elrond's going along with it.
Yep. And so all of a sudden there's a loud thunk, thunk, thunk at the door. And it's like,
"Baby girl, it's time for bed. Good night, kisses." As the door creaks,
everybody make me checks. Stealth checks to get into the house.
Oh shit.
At advantage as she turns her back to you guys and kind of.
Oh my god.
Hands.
13.
Oh, fuck.
15.
13.
I have a 6.
Okay. The mom goes,
"Are you ready for your store? Oh my god."
And she's like, you hear,
"Jerry! She did it again! She brought them in here!"
Oh, we're fucked.
And you hear a thud, 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 thud up the steps as you see a gigantic man with what appears to be a large stick with a flat side come barreling into the room.
Can I dominate person?
let's roll initiative to escape. Or, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but...
We are going to die.
A fun 14.
A 4. One less than my last initiative.
17.
11. Sounds like we're not going first.
As this man makes his way across the room and glowers down at his daughter and is like,
"I told you not to bring them here. They scare your mother."
And she's like, "Daddy, no, I love them. They're my friends." And she's going to use her turn to like... kind of grab around him in a hug and a sob, buying you guys time to do what you're gonna do. Luck. Oh wait, yeah, Lux, you're up first.
I mean, wouldn't hold person work?
Yeah, I think it might. I don't know if the size really matters. Yeah,
you said it was
as long as they're people.
As long as they're people.
And we all know that fish are people too. So I don't see why I don't see why these people couldn't be people.
Right. Oh, I can cast it at like a really high level, can't I? Would that affect anything?
I don't know. I think it would just be a flat... I mean...
You can affect more people.
Yeah.
Okay, so I could affect 2 people. So both the parents?
Yeah.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
So what level do I need to do to get it...
the 2 people, I think.
Well,
it's
you're casting it at 5 no matter what, because you're a warlock.
Right, right. But do I need
so
to
you
do
can
it
affect,
higher?
So are you only targeting the parents? I think you can affect more than that if you're casting it at fifth level.
Yeah. I can do all of them. I want all of them.
Yes.
Including the girl?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, Sean.
So cast it.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
Do it.
No, that's fine. All right. So I need wisdom saving throws from each one of them.
They're all at a plus five, except for the little girl who's at a plus two. Mom, 18, fails. Dad, 13, which fails. Little girl. She saves with a 20.
That's okay. Maybe we can use her to get us out.
And she's like, I thought you were my friends. So the parents are now held. Ren, you're up.
Okay. So, Sean, how far is the closest tree outside to us?
The closest tree?
Yeah, outside of us.
You can see right outside the window some branches.
How many
feet, roughly?
You guys
are on a desk. Probably 120 feet.
Okay. And the jar that the wild grew the tree in, where's that at?
It's in her backpack.
In her backpack. Okay.
Which is about 120 feet in the opposite direction, in the middle of the floor.
I'm gonna go ahead and yell. Actually, no. I'm gonna hold. I'm gonna wait and see what happens. I'm gonna wait.
Okay. You're gonna hold your turn until what?
I want to see what the little girl's gonna do.
Okay. Eleron.
Eleron's like, is there a window nearby?
Yeah, you guys are on a little table that's below a window. It's like the table is up against the wall and the window is just above the thing, about 10 feet above you to the windowsill.
Okay. Elrond's just going to say, quick, get to the window. We can get out that way.
Okay. It's about 50 feet to the window. Actually, about 30 feet to the window. And the tree is 90 feet outside the window.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. So
Elrond will jump up to the windowsill.
Okay. The window is closed. No. We'll say the window's cracked open. Okay? The wild.
Can we just get to the... How far away is the window again? Sorry.
It's about 30 feet. It's about a 10-foot thing to get up. It's not really a climb check because you can just kind of get up there.
All right. So we're going to climb up onto the windowsill then?
Yep. And I don't know what your movement speed is.
35?
So you could theoretically get out of the window if you would like, but only 5 feet out the window, whatever that means to you.
We'll wait at the actual edge of the windowsill for our friends.
So you're standing next to Elrond.
Mm-hmm.
Minos.
I think Minos is going to run towards the window. And how, like, the crack, is it, like, tall enough for everybody to get through?
Yeah, it opens, like, sideways. Yeah, you guys can scurry out the window.
It's like, come on, guys, let's get out of here.
Okay, so you're up next, standing next to them?
Yep.
All right. Oh, did I skip Lux's turn?
No, she cast hold.
No, she cast hold person.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Could I, like...
Sorry.
Like, along the way, like, grab her so she can, like, not waste her time? Like, she's casting this while I'm holding her or something like that?
Make me a strength check as an action to pick her up and carry her. Because she is a full-size person now. Mm-hmm. She's not in little girl form anymore.
15?
Ooh, you can get her to the bottom of the windowsill. You cannot climb up with her.
Okay.
Okay, yep. So you kind of leave her there, and then you climb up, and you're standing next to everybody.
Yeah,
and
I have my hand out for.
Little girl starts crying as like teardrops begin to fall onto the thing. She's like, "What did you do to my parents? I just wanted to be friends. I would have protected you. Timbers liked you." And she reaches out to grab Lux.
Ooh,
make me a dex save.
Can I intervene when she does that?
Yes, you can use your. It would be a reaction.
I'm gonna hold. I thought I had something, but I actually don't.
You still want?
How does that work, Ben? Does she get? She can't use her turn like that. She'd have to wait because she said she wants to see what the little girl does. That's what happens when you hold your turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're at the top of the order again.
There's not really a hold your turn, but she could have like readied an action to see what she did, and then taken her reaction to do it.
Action readied to do something to this little girl should something happen.
Because
you're still standing on the edge of the table. You have not made your move.
I'm going to hold out Terry. Wait.
And she says,
Terry needs a friend. And we have a very big important thing we have to do, but Terry desperately needs a friend.
You're just going to fling me to the wolves like that. She won't kill me.
No,
she'll just keep me here without my family.
Terry. Okay, Terry, You know what? Never mind.
I want you to put your hand over the desk and then turn your hand over.
Nope. I've changed my mind now. We're done. Scratch that plan. All
right. I guess I'm going to do my dexterity.
I'm not going to do anything.
Right? You want a dexterity?
Yes. Fuck. She grabs you by the collar. She's like, "We could still be friends. We could still be friends." And it's your turn.
Okay.
Are you still concentrating?
I am.
You are still concentrating.
Yeah, I have to. Otherwise,
it's a real bad situation if you don't.
So I don't think there's anything else I can do.
I mean, you could attack her with like a cantrip if you want to attack her.
But can I do that while I'm concentrating?
As long as you're not casting another concentration spell.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then should I just Eldritch Blast her? Like, that sounds awful. I don't want to do that to her. Hold on.
I mean, I'm probably going to poison spray her if it makes you feel better.
Okay.
I have a plan.
Sean, what?
Yes.
Hold on. What if I did an illusion of something very scary to frighten her to where maybe she'd drop me and keep her distracted?
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
All right, cool. So,
how big can your illusion be?
Okay, hold on. So I have Misty Visions. Is that the one I need?
And I'm sorry, because every time you say Misty Visions, I want to say it's like a great porn name. But I'm pretty sure I've already made that joke on here.
I still enjoy it, though. So if I do this... Oh, it's a concentration.
No, don't do that.
You could. Sorry. What?
Hold on. Let me make sure there's nothing else that I can do. I have a thing.
Okay.
Is it dim light because it's dark?
Yeah, we'll say there's a candlelight. It's a little dim. It's dark outside.
I can become invisible.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right. She's holding you, and you disappear, and she's like, "Where'd you go?" As she lets go with her fingers, you're okay. Falling.
That's gonna hurt.
Was she 30 over the table?
30 feet. 30 feet. Well, yes, she's over the table.
30 feet.
She had you picked
bad.
Up a little bit, but she's gonna have to make a save to keep her concentration as she takes. What's 30 feet fall damage? It's.
It's not 3d6. Yeah, it's not that much.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
If probably. 13 damage, but you took damage, so you need to do something to keep your concentration. What is that?
A constitution saving throw.
Make a con save.
Okay.
Doesn't have to
Come
be that
on,
high.
Con save! 7!
Oh,
that's
as go ahead, make us fly.
As your charm person breaks, and they're looking down at you from above, now back to their angered state, as this little girl is crying. Ren.
Okay, I've got it. I'm going to cast Conjure Woodland Being.
Eight
dogs are going to show up, but they look like corgis, and they're yipping at her heel. Just yipping. They're not hurting. They're just kind of like,
little dogs.
Eight blink dogs.
And corgis. She screams. The mom is terrified like they're little mice.
Run!
And the dad looks mad. Are you going to run from the edge of the table now to the window?
Yes, I am doing my full rabbit's foot thing. I'm going out like on the windowsill. I'm waiting for.
Now, it's not a dash. Like you still were able to take your action and make
it's,
that.
So the spell was an action and my running thingy. Good question. Hang on. Where'd it go? I can use fleet of foot as the dash action as a bonus action.
Okay, gotcha. So then, yes, are you jumping out of the window into the trees?
I'm jumping on the windowsill. I'm waiting for Lux. I'm not leaving Lux.
Okay, Lux, no one sees Lux.
Oh, so no.
Lux is invisible.
Okay.
Oh, so then, no, I would probably go all the way out and into
you jump and you make a leap. Make me a... What would that be? Acrobatics to land on a leaf.
17.
You land on a leaf, and you can now see through the window a very angry giant father, a scared mother, and a crying child.
This is great.
We're horrible people.
Elleron.
All right. Well, now that Ren is a leaf on the wind.
Damn it.
This is a fun episode.
Yeah, Elleron's just gonna say, I don't know where you are, Lux, but I hope you're okay. And he's going to jump out the window.
Make me an acrobatics or athletics.
Elleron's not trying to like land on anything, he's just jumping.
Okay, it's a story down in this size. Oh, because you have Featherfall.
I have a ring of Featherfall, so.
Yep. So you jump out, you guys see Elleron fall, and then you realize that he's okay as he kind of falls into this grass on the ground. Okay? The wild.
All right, so I'm already at the edge of the windowsill anyway, right?
Yes.
Or we're already. All right, so we're just going to cast Spider Climb and just walk on down the side.
Okay. You make your way to the... you can probably make it about halfway down the house with your movement speed, I would think, unless there's...
Well, can I double move?
Yeah, you can double move.
Because I'm not attacking?
Yeah. Unless so then, Spider Climb takes an action.
Let's see what the Spider Climb
It's got to be a bonus action.
Concentration.
It's an action.
Until the spell ends, one willing creature you touch gains the ability to move up, down, and across vertical surfaces, climbing equal to the walking. Yeah, so I can move 35 feet at a time.
Okay, so you're able to make your way like halfway down.
Yeah, I can double move next turn.
Yep. Okay, Minos.
I'm going full sprint towards this tree and jump.
Okay, acrobatics or athletics? Same leaf as Ren or different leaf?
Different. I weigh too much, okay. I think, for the both of us.
Good call.
27.
Yep. You make a leap, you grab it, and you're on a leaf next to Ren.
I think Minos just yells out moo while in midair to
moo. All right, it's the parent's turn. The dad is like furious. He is going to start smashing at the table because he saw something disappear and he saw you guys go out the window. He's smashing randomly. He's gonna make three hits.
Sean, can I retcon that?
Ben, no, you cannot.
I wanted to say cowabunga.
Three hits. Oh, yes, you can say that. Yes, I thought you were going to try and do something, go back in and try
no,
and save Lux.
I want to yell out, cowabunga.
Lux.
More like boo.
So, all right. So, Lux.
Yep.
I need you to make me two dexterity saving throws at advantage.
Okay. How does a 12?
12 is sufficient to avoid the first
is
one.
Is it? Sweet.
Yes, 12 okay, is sufficient so 2, 12. To avoid the other one because you're invisible. If you were 5 or less, you would have gotten swatted.
No, that's fair.
Okay. So you are doing your thing. And it's your turn.
I'm going to fly out the window.
You're going to cast fly and fly out the window? All right.
Yep. I'm like done. I need to get the F out of here.
Lux casts fly and flies out the window. And as you guys make your way down to the base of this tree and the bottom of the house and reconvene, you hear some very angry parents that then go into a consoling thing as, you know, hugs them trying to console their daughter and explain to her that she can't bring critters in the house because they bring disease and they spook your mother. And we've been through this. And
my blink corgis are still going. My 8 little dogs are going. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
I yell. I was like, I am not diseased.
No, just run. Diseased.
Okay. You guys make your way and you reconvene as a group.
Let's keep going away from this place as fast as possible.
Yeah. So you guys reconvene as a group. What are you doing? You guys are getting pretty fucking tired at this point, honestly.
We need to get away from this place. Just far away.
We still think we should avoid the large things.
I agree with the tree. Let's
As you guys look around, it just wild. Appears to be grass off in the distance to this gigantic castle.
Are there any trees?
One.
I mean there's a bunch of different trees.
Maybe we should climb up one of those trees and hide up there so that we don't get stepped on.
That's a good point.
Plus, I'm pretty sure, I bet you that the bugs are a lot bigger than us right now.
Okay. So you guys find a tree that's decently far away. You climb up it, and you're sitting in the branches. Yeah. What's going on from there? You guys kind of trying to go to sleep? Or just kind of chatting and like...
I'm going to keep watch.
Okay. As you're keeping watch and everybody's kind of preparing their sleeping array, you hear a... as you see a package appear above you, and it falls down to you with the little tiny parachute.
Is this the Hunger Games? what does it have, like, a note or anything on it?
It does. It appears to be a little, like, a pastry of some kind, a very delicious-looking pastry with, like, a cream glaze. And the note says, "Congratulations on getting this far. A little gift to get you further. Good luck, Grifto."
I don't trust this. Can I do, like, I don't know, a check to make sure it's not poisoned or something?
Sure.
What check would that be, Sean?
Thieves tools question mark?
I don't have that question mark.
Medicine question mark?
I have that. Okay. Exclamation point. 18.
It does not appear to be poisoned.
I'm going to sniff it.
Smells like a fucking delicious pastry.
Lick the glaze.
Okay. Ren licks the glaze as Ren begins to grow and grow and grow and weigh down this branch as everybody else begins to kind of tumble out of the tree. Make me dexterity saves to grab onto the tree to stop from falling 40 feet to the ground.
Oh. 11.
11.
Now I get a 20.
Lux, you're able to hold 10. On. All the rest of the people go tumbling out of the tree. I said 40 feet. It's 46.
Whee.
18 damage as you guys fall out of the tree to the ground and a pastry lands next to you. So if you didn't have Featherfall, that means that Minos and the Wild take 18 bludgeoning damage as they hit the ground.
I yell out.
Ouchies.
Ow.
And Ren is huge. What you guys hear, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." As Ren appears to be the size of these people that were in this village.
I yell out, Ren, no fair, you can't be taller than me.
Is the pastry still here?
Yeah, the pastry landed on the ground next to you with the pastry. It's very tiny, it's like pinch size.
Hey Terry. I'm going to peel off a small piece and hand it to Terry. I'm going to put him on the ground. Here, eat that, that'll make you feel better. And I'm going to point it out.
Can you see Terry? He is like an ant to you at this point. Even smaller than that.
Oh no. Oh, boy. Terry, eat a piece, okay? And then pass it around to everyone else.
You just tossing it into your pocket?
No, I'm going to like tear off a small piece and then hand it out to everybody.
Okay. And Terry as well?
Yeah, Terry's going to get a piece.
So Terry grows to the size that you just were. And you hand pieces out to the rest of the group.
For the second time as a character, the Wild just takes food and starts mushing it into his face area. Or it's like just rubbing it
it's
on
sufficient.
Where the mouth is.
It's sufficient. It works.
Do you not have a mouth on the Wild?
We have a mouth, but it's carved on. It doesn't actually
everybody
open.
Grows to normal size except for Terry. That grows to the size that he was when you were holding him before, and the pastry is gone.
Oh!
You ate all of the pieces.
I'm sorry. I tried, Terry.
It's okay. You could just. I mean, I don't even know anymore.
Same.
So you guys are normal size. You also feel replenished, as though all of your spell slots are back, your hit points are back, and you don't need to go to sleep right now.
Yay!
So, that was a gift from Grifto. Sorry.
I don't know how to feel about that, because he was the one that put us here to begin with.
Well, so warning next time before you...
I checked it!
should we just fly to the castle?
I mean, sure.
How far is it now, Sean, now that we're...
You can see it's probably about a 30-minute walk.
Or if we could just walk there and not
and hear.
I guess 30 minutes.
You hear a bell dinging from the castle, and a big like air horn say, Dinner time, 1 hour. Dinner time, 1 hour.
Oh, we have to be there, like... Wait, hold on. Just kidding. Keep going.
We think we should take the faster way there. There can be a lot of things that go wrong.
Yeah.
And so with this, I'm going to cast, it's conveniently, Conjure Woodling Beings. But instead of blink dogs, I am going to bring in eight out of the wild trunks, eight pixies come flying out of me, out of just somewhere. And they cast fly on us. Each one.
<Okay. laughs> So you guys are flying.
Yeah, just
so fucking ingenious, Kyle. Yeah. Like a dipshit right now.
That's... Just don't say you don't believe in fairies.
Yeah. And they could do what they can do, they hang with us for the record. Because they can also cast polymorph. Okay.
Anyway. Wow.
Yes, they're very handy. These are my friends. They are the wild.
Hi, the wild?
Hello. Okay. I don't know.
Hi.
They're silent. They just kind of look over you. And so you guys are flying now?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you guys are flying towards the castle. You're flying above the trees, below the trees.
The most direct path.
Okay, straight through the trees. You guys make your way through the trees. It's nighttime, and you make your way to the castle in almost no time. But there's something weird that you notice. There appears to be, like, a small city outside of the castle. And two horses standing at the gate with spears in their mouth. And one of them goes... And then you hear, oh, sorry, I had a sneeze. And they're talking to each. These horses appear to be in conversation with each other.
Gesundheit?
Oh, who goes there? Who comes to the castle as it talks through gritted teeth with this little spear in its mouth?
I cast Animal Friendship.
Okay.
So can it roll a wisdom save, the one who was talking?
Sure. A 19.
Oh, they beat it.
Yeah, but he says, your magic is no good here. You need to prove your worth to get in.
Hi, I'm stupid mortal Ren, and Griff...
Oh, we were told you would be coming.
Yeah.
Yes, my name is The Wife Doesn't Know. This is American Pharaoh. We are guarding the gates.
Wait, those are racehorse names. Those are actual horse race names. They are.
Yep.
I know who's got the... Okay. Hi,
We know somebody who's going to love that.
Just
what?
What was your question?
I told you my name. They said we were expecting you. Grifto said to be expecting you.
Cool, so we could just go on up to the castle?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not.
That's unfortunate.
You cannot pass through our city to get to the gate unless you pass the test. You need to prove your worth.
What's the point of the test if we were invited?
Well, we were left to our own discretion, and we just enjoy it so much.
What's the test?
A race!
Oh, no.
Oh. Against who?
Well, you see, it's against a few of us. But, well, if you look at this castle...
Uh-huh.
And he motions back at the castle with the spear. He's like, the way around it is exactly 3 nautical furlongs, which is the length of the races that we run. Yeah, one of you must beat us around the castle and pick up 3 crowns along the way. We call the race the Triple Crown.
Uh-huh.
And then if you win, we'll let you through. Delightful, isn't it?
But what if we lose? Do we get a second chance?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not. You'll be turned away and shamed.
That's... Oh, boy.
Are you wanting us to run, Sean? Like, or...
What are the rules of this? What are the rules of this race?
Make your way around to the 3 points, get the 3 crowns, and then make your way back here.
Are there trees in the city? By any chance?
No.
Okay, cool.
No, I mean, you can see, like, sheets of hay peeking over the walls.
I mean, this doesn't sound very fair, because for one, you're horses.
I don't make the rules, and I don't break the rules.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of fast.
Faster than a horse?
I mean, Orb would be very displeased if I broke the rules.
There it is.
Mm.
Hold on. I'm looking through my wild shape list.
I do have a horse.
Ben, I think, you know, I legit have a horse.
Well, we know who's racing.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I was like, if somebody doesn't have anything better, I could try that.
I could become a war horse.
Oh,
like it's all of you can run this race.
I can also become
Okay.
I can make a riding horse, which is faster.
I think the riding horse.
I could be a velociraptor? Fuck yes.
There is no such thing as cheating in the plane of mischief. You just must be creative and fun.
Oh.
Oh, that's good to know.
Good to know.
Although Orb does get pretty salty when he loses.
That happens sometimes.
Does that come with pepper?
Or she. I'm not sure if Orb is a he or a she. Well, are we going to do the race or not? I'm going to have to call the other horses out.
I don't think we have much of an option.
To the race, then.
Do we have a plan?
we have a plan, and we're going to turn into a giant elk.
What is a horse's movement speed? I need to look that up.
Yeah, do we all have to win, or just one of us, and then we get entrance?
Just one of you. If one of you win, you all win.
Then I'm not getting my riding horse. I'll just do it myself and fail.
Damn.
Bet on the elk.
Oh, and I should probably mention there's some obstacles along the way that, you know, just to let you know, I'm not allowed to tell you about them. We know about them, but I'm not allowed to tell you.
That's a disadvantage for us.
But Orb would be so mad. Nope, we will not have it.
No. What?
By the way, Talking Horse Society is directly out of Gulliver's Travels, so...
I knew it.
Hey, Lux. What things are they thinking about not telling us?
You can read thoughts.
Oh, that's a real thing! Okay, can I detect thoughts, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, it would be so mad if we told them about the spike pit before the first crown. Oh, and then, you know, the land that moves backwards towards the second one. Oh, and then the thing that turns your legs to jello before the third one. Oh, this is going to be delightful. Thank God we didn't tell them about this, because Orb would be so mad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go around to the group, you know, and tell them everything that's, you know, yeah. I heard.
I'm going to go ahead and retcon it, and we are actually going to turn into a giant eagle.
Giant what?
Eagle.
Okay.
That seems like a good option.
Okay.
We can fly over the pit. Or, caw!
Well, if we're doing it, yeah, I was like, I could cast fly on everyone.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're good.
That'll work.
So, the horse is like, well, are you ready? It's about time for the race. Let me sound the call. And you hear a, nee! And all of a sudden the gates open and just a bunch of galloping horses come running out. They're wearing all sorts of different gear, different, you know, numbers and different things. And all of a sudden a gigantic floating ball comes flying out. And it's like,
God.
I am Orb, I am horse.
That's a horse.
Am I allowed to do that, Kyle?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is. It's fine. It's a Bim Bam reference. People will get it. Or not. We're going to start flying faster than all you silly horses. And over the spike pit. 80 feet. Leaving y'all in the dust.
Wait. The race hasn't started yet. You need to line up and we need to observe tradition. As the names are read, so I'm going to retcon that and actually say that Orb is not an orb. Orb is a very stout-looking horse. Just, like, muscles after muscles.
Can he even fit in the gate?
Yeah, he can come through the gate. So he comes through the gate proud. as a bunch of other horses follow next to him. And a thing you didn't notice before is that just next to the gate appears to be a few different stalls. There's about 15 different stalls. There's 5 left open for you, and the rest of them are filled with 10 horses, including Orb. As one of the horse starts reading off the names, you hear, Curlin, is it in good? Uncle Mo, Nyquist, Malibu Moon, Gunrunner. And, they're reading this off as then Orb, looks back, and all of a sudden you hear a nee as the gates open in front of you, and everyone starts taking off at a run, and that's where we're going to finish this episode.
Well, what are you going to do? As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join our Reddit, turtle.fyi/Reddit. You can join our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. Join our Discord at turtle.fyi/discord. Or follow us on Twitter, which is at tabletopchamps. You can follow me at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at TheNat1Lady.
Till next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.